Brett Hill, back again for another edition of the IIS Show. I'm the IIS Technical Evangelist for Microsoft, and today I have with me very special guest David Wang from the IIS product team. And he's here to discuss a few things. Some of you may know David from his blogs that he writes about. David, why don't you tell people a little bit about what you do? What do you do on the product team?
So my official title is SDET Tech Lead, and what that basically means is I do a mixture of test related work, but I'm also responsible for basically technical leadership of the direction of where the test team goes in terms of testing IIS, overall architecture and the overall tools, designs. I have a lot of involvement in that.
In how Microsoft tests IIS?
Yes, in terms of how Microsoft or the IIS test team is going to test and validate IIS 7 behavior.
I see. So, and it's strictly about IIS 7 at this point, of course.
Yes.
So what have you've worked on IIS 7?
Yes.
What did you do what have you developed or worked on for IIS 7?
So for IIS 7 right now, in terms of area ownership, I own an area called the integrated pipeline. And what the integrated pipeline is, it's basically the new API on top of which all of the IIS 7 modules which implement IIS behavior is coded on. So basically I test the API upon which you find all the IIS module behavior.
So IIS modules, meaning that's different than it was in IIS 6.
Correct. In IIS 6, what happens is you had a monolithic server called W3 Core that basically loaded and implemented all of IIS's behaviors, and the only way you could extend IIS behaviors is through a couple of interfaces called ISAPI extensions and ISAPI filters, both of which areas I had also tested in for IIS 6. And then also for backwards compatibility, also CGI executables are also allowed. So in IIS 6, you had a basically extension of IIS was a second class concept through ISAPI extensions and filters. And what's changed in IIS 7 now is that IIS 7 is completely customizable. There is just one base interface, the integrated pipeline API, which I'm testing. And on top of that, IIS, right now the IIS dev team is writing all the modules that implement IIS behaviors. But the cool thing about this is, you know, there's no secrets here. All of IIS's behaviors is implemented on top of this new core engine. That means that anyone else, you know, any developer, if you have an idea, you could go ahead and implement it and just be as first-class citizen in terms of IIS as IIS, you know, the IIS team itself. You could view this as IIS 7 is basically we are reintroducing a new core engine, and the IIS dev team is providing a couple of modules to start you off with, but there's nothing that stops you from rewriting your own, substituting them, etc.
So adding your own modules in native code and managed code?
Yes, for integrated pipeliners, you could kind of view this as, well, at least in terms of the design team when we thought about it, was IIS 7 as the core engine allows you to have both use native code to extend its functionality very much like ISAPI filters and extensions, but a lot more powerful. But you could also use managed code, which we targeted to reuse the IHP module and IHP handler APIs from ASP.NET to also allow, basically you write ASP.NET handlers and modules to also extend IIS behavior.
So in the same way you would write a handler for ASP.NET, that can become a module in IIS 7?
Exactly.
Wow. So you plug it in and then it works for the whole server.
Yep. The default behavior is that you will have things work as is, but now you just kind of get a little bit more now that you couldn't do before with an ASP.NET.
Now that sounds excellent. So you have a blog, do I understand?
Yes, I do.
So what you been writing about?
A lot of things related to IIS, related to ISAPI, sections related to IIS 7 as things happen, virtual server, which is another product that I really like, and then just random personal thoughts.
Random personal thoughts, including your recent Mac experience.
My most recent blog entry was about my setup experience of Mac Mini, which was pretty eye-opening for me, coming from a PC user, and you could go ahead and read it on the blog. But what was more surprising to me was the amount of responses I'm getting back on comments of people saying, yeah, I've been thinking about this for years, but thank you for finally putting it down in words what I just can't seem to describe and you know, try to get people to understand what it is about the Mac.
Well, that's good. We need people who can express those kinds of things well. So how do people find your blog?
My blog is on https://blogs.msdn.com/david.wang.
David.wang, okay, yes. On msdn.com. I think it's pretty easily findable, searchable as well.
Oh, yeah, you can find it. And I also do a lot of newsgroup posts and more recent ones. I've been also tagging them on there because a lot of content that goes on the blogs that I answer on blog questions, they come from news groups as well. So right now they're kind of cross-seeding each other in terms of a lot of times I'll find an interesting question on a news group blog on the news groups, and then I'll say, okay, well, that's an interesting thing that I want to explain some aspect about. And so I'll go write a blog entry about it, answer the original news group question, post a link there. But then now it also kind of builds up the blog in terms of interesting content, because a lot of times you'll be amazed at the number of repetitive questions that do come up, and it's pretty hard to find those answers because the Microsoft News Group will just delete them every 3 months.
Right. So, yeah, I've read some of your technical content on the blogs, and it's really stellar. I know you've developed quite a reputation for having deep technical insight into how IIS works, and that's deserved. It's really great stuff out there. So I would advise people listening to go check it out. What else do you like about IIS 7? Anything stand out in particular to you that you're interested in?
Funny you should ask, because my favorite area happens to be the area that I'm testing, which is the integrated pipeline.
Yeah.
Because I think the coolest thing about that is, for the first time I think in IIS's history, you finally have the ability to very deeply and fundamentally alter IIS behavior and do it in an integrated first class. I term that as first class concept, because things like ISAPI extensions, ISAPI filters, even ASP.NET modules as it's implemented currently for IIS 6 is, I consider them second class, because there's a bunch of server code, server core behavior that simply isn't alterable. It just happens, and you can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
And so all these modules that you have to do, the only thing you can do is deal with it. Mm-hmm. Whereas now with IIS 7, if you don't like the behavior, you could literally just say, well, I'm just going to take out this module. That behavior just goes away, and I will put in something else that I want to have. For example, you could choose to say, this is actually something I'm going to blog about. This is one of the long-running things I have in my blog right now, is basically how do you do custom authentication within using managed code modules and native code modules, and how they differ between IIS 6 and what it offers and what IIS 7 will offer. So one of the nice things with IIS 7 is you finally have the opportunity to have managed code to be able to participate in a first-class way inside the authentication process. And what I mean by this is that you finally can, in IIS 6, how you could kind of hack around and make this happen is that since ASP.NET runs as an ISAPI extension, which means that IIS has to first authenticate and authorize before handling off the request into ASP.NET, which then runs your HTTP modules and HTTP handlers, which means that IIS has already done authentication for you once.
And then you have to do it again.
And then you have to do it again.
Yeah.
And what is kind of confusing about this is people don't realize this is happening, because they just think, oh, I'm using ASP.NET to do my custom authentication providers, and then wham, they find that IIS is doing integrated authentication in the middle of all this, and they're confused. And what you find with IIS 6 is you have to hack around it by basically saying, you can only have one set of authentication. Therefore, if you want to do custom authentication, you must turn off all of IIS's authentication as well, so that it doesn't, you know, sniff the authentication header and try to do something on, you know, automatically once again in a monolithic, unmodifiable way.
Mm-hmm.
That's your only choice. You basically either have IIS authentication or your custom authentication. There's no way for you to ever mix the two because they're pretty much hard coded one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with with IIS 7, IIS Core has no idea what authentication means. All it knows is that some module is supposed to provide a user context, give me a user token, a username. And so that means that any module can go ahead and provide this behavior, this information. And IIS will consider it, okay, this is authenticated, we'll just go on. What it means is all authentication modules right now that could hook onto the authenticate event, the authentication event, they can now go ahead and twiddle around with the user context all they want, and they are participating as inside of the one and only authentication event firing within IIS. And this includes managed code, such as HTTP handlers and HTTP modules, which is shimmed in right now via another module, Web Engine, that basically proxies all of these, all of IIS's events into managed code in a first-class manner. So this is something that you could not do in a very clean way with IIS 6. That is just trivially, you know, you could trivially do this within IIS 7.
So you basically have complete control over the authentication mechanism. So you could write your own provider to authenticate to some old back-end server if you needed to, with using some unknown protocol or
correct. It basically, I think of it as IIS extensibility with managed code finally works the way you think it should. not the way that we can make it work. It finally works the way that you think it should.
In the way that you would like for it to.
Yes, the way that you would like for it to do as well.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks a lot for coming out and talking to us. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Always my pleasure.
Thanks. So this is Brett Hill and IIS Technical Evangelist saying goodbye, and thanks to David for showing up and talking to us. Be sure to visit his blog, and stay tuned for the next edition of the IIS Show. Thanks, y'all.